This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ravens went out this offseason, got a new backup quarterback in Cooper Rush, signed him to a 2-year deal at their price, just $3 million per year. And if Rush does have to play, incentives can push it up to a higher value, but still good value for a backup quarterback. But we asked the question a week or two ago, should the Ravens still invest some serious draft capital, at least to their standards, in a backup quarterback? They've drafted 14 quarterbacks in franchise history. 3 in the first round, Kyle Bowler, Joe Flacco, Lamar Jackson. 1 third round pick, that was Chris Redman, and then the rest later round picks. 1 fifth rounder, 6 sixth rounders, 3 seventh rounders. We had Phil Sims on the show at 2:15. If you missed it, Jason, Odyssey app, right?
Even my daughter, Chloe, who's not a big sports fan, can find any topic we talked about today on the Odyssey app from up there at beautiful Syracuse, New York.
Phil Sims, 2:15.
She texted me. Sounds great, Dad.
It's all labeled. It's chaptered, thanks to Beltway Ben Hall.
Yes.
And Jason, you asked Phil if the Ravens should maybe consider drafting Jalen Milroe day 2 of the draft.
Yes, I think it definitely can. He's big, strong, a very good runner, explosive, of course. The throwing, that's another thing.
Sure.
And you and I had a little talk earlier, and I just said, look, he's right now what I see is the guy that drops back most of the time, looks at a guy, and if there's an open hole anywhere, he's gone.
Yeah.
And, you know, I love all this, and we're going to get a player, and we're gonna make him better and groom him and all these other things. Man, you know, that's an overstated thing by many, many experts out there talking about this. But this would be one where you could see that happening because Lamar is so good at everything he does. Jalen Milroe, he's not Lamar. He's not the same league throwing the football.
Right.
Lamar came out. He was a thrower and a passer. I mean, he got undervalued so much it was incredible. And now I'm thinking about it. I can't remember. I do remember last pick of the first round.
Yep.
I remember, I think my son Christopher had Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson 1-2 in the draft, and he got absolutely destroyed by all the experts. And, you know, I never forget that. When I watched Lamar's highlight film in college, I was like, oh, my gosh. It was one of the greatest highlights or just watching I've seen. Barry Sanders, you know, he was one that jumped there. Adrian Peterson and Lamar Jackson was right in the group. But it's a great place. The runs and the fact that he can run, they got an offense where the quarterback does run, gives them, I think, a group of easy throws. So that would help Lamar, you know, get into the NFL and find his way, I think, a lot easier.
If Milroe does slip to them in the second round, Are you running that card up if you're Eric DaCosta?
I'm strongly considering it. I don't know, obviously, right here as we speak, who else would be on the board and who else is quote unquote slipped or you know, where the value might be from a position standpoint, looking at that pick, but also through the prism of who else is going to be available the rest of day two. But I think the signing of Cooper Rush is at least an indication that they know that backup quarterbacks matter a little more than they thought in the past. We know that Lamar has been hurt. We know that they've got a left tackle who's been maybe a little bit on borrowed time and certainly has his share of injuries. And if you have to go 6 to 8 weeks without Lamar, you don't want it to be a death sentence. Having Cooper Rush would allow Milroe to really kind of redshirt this year, and you find packages for him in real time to take some of those hits that Lamar doesn't have to take, running some of those mesh play option football looks. You've got Cooper Rush if he had to play multiple games, and then by next year, you might be on your way to having one of the better backups in the league, someone who people think has Jalen Hurts type potential. You can develop the accuracy as he comes along, but it is a unique, freakish athlete. There's the Alabama ties to Ozzie Newsome. And if they don't want to package multiple picks to move up and they're finding ways to get creative because not all these guys are going to fit their roster, I think there's far crazier things that could happen. I mean, there's other quarterbacks who people might like as well, but I think this unique athletic footprint that you would get with this young man and how he would benefit from the way they run the ball with Henry, I think they'd be foolish not to talk about it, how cheap he would be as a second-day pick.
That's the biggest thing, the cost certainty, and that's what they love out of their backup quarterbacks. They do not like paying backup quarterbacks. That $3 million that they gave Cooper Rush, that's been their ceiling, and that's been their ceiling ever since Mark Bulger in, what, 09 or 2010. It's been a long, long time where I think it's something you have to consider, and you mentioned Jalen Hurts, and Howie Roseman drafted Hurts in the second round when Carson Wentz was making big money. And that wasn't that long ago.
No. And people tend to be a little bit of a copycat league. And, you know, you might be able to flip this kid for a lot. This kid might end up playing a whole lot more football because of injury than you thought in the next 4 years. Who knows? But there is always, I mean, quarterbacks are always at a premium. And I'm not sure this is a great quarterback draft, and I'm not sure next year's draft's going to be great, especially the GMs I've asked about it said if Arch Manning stays in, and the Mannings like to usually stay in college for the full 4 years and at least start for multiple years, and he doesn't come out, the next year's not looking great either, and we've seen them trade backup quarterbacks before. Having a kid like this who fits their system, training under Lamar, training with a Todd Monken, and again, there's ways to get him on the field in real time, even when Lamar is healthy, and take some of those hits away from Lamar. I think it's an interesting proposition.
We got one more break to go before we turn it over to Bob Haney, Oriole Hall of Famer Mike Bordick, live at Pickles Pub, Baltimore baseball tonight. O's is trying to pick up their first series win of the season, 6:35 first pitch against the Guardians. What are we expecting of Tomo Sugano? We'll tell you next.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen.
Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Next on the Fan. Orioles trying to pick up two straight wins. Jason, we'd like
impossible
to see
dream,
we'd like to see a winning streak at some point in this early part of the season. And if they do pick up two straight wins, if they do pick up their first series win of the year, Tomo Sugano has to be a lot better than he was last time out. And for me, the key for him is the first batter of the inning, because that has given him trouble in his first three starts. 385 batting average, 467 on base, 923 slug, not OPS, 923 slug off Sugano, the first batter of the inning.
He has six pitches. That's great in theory. Four of them are getting absolutely pounded. Bone, he doesn't present himself to me like a guy who thinks he belongs in the major leagues. It's one thing to not have great velo. It's one thing to be a command specialist. You can be a nibbler and survive. But he doesn't look like he thinks he can survive. And the command hasn't been anything close to what it was built. When he misses over the plate. It leaks in. It leaks over the plate and it gets destroyed. Too many of the splitters are spat on because they bounce in front of the plate. Like, the quality of opponent he's facing now, he doesn't seem ready for, even though he's 36 years old and has represented his country internationally and pitched at the highest levels of international baseball and been an absolute superstar in Japan. He doesn't look like he thinks it's going to work over here. He looks like a guy who knows, I waited too long to do this. Boy, the velo really is a problem. These guys don't swing at the stuff these other guys did. I only trust one or two of my pitches most nights. Like, I can't really pitch off my fastball. These ballparks are different. Like, I mean, I'm not buying it. And more to the point, I don't think his body language, everything. When he gets a guy out, it's almost like he's surprised. And this ballpark that he's pitching in here, he's not going to like. It's not Kauffman Stadium. I don't think it's going to bring out the best in him. I bet his road splits end up being less horrible than his home splits.
Beltway Ben Hall, you were looking forward to seeing Sugano this year. What are you hoping to see tonight?
I mean, pitching outside, because it's been something that he's tried to do, but everything he throws outside, again, Adley's yanking because it's not there. Just, like, this would be the lineup to give him some confidence. Like, this should not be a lineup that he's fearing, you know, hitting spots. So I think, again, I came into the season, like you said, very high on him and hoping to see good from him. I think tonight, I'll say six innings.
Ooh, wow.
Three earned, so a quality start.
All
but,
right. Hey, we'll take
yeah,
that.
Yeah, three earned, three strikeouts. It'll be semi-best start of the year.
We'll take that. Well, Baltimore baseball tonight, Bob Haney, Mike Bordick in about 10 minutes, but we got to get the text of the day.
Text of the day is sponsored by Oarsman Automotives, driven by OarsmanCars.com. Your trade is always worth more at Oarsman. Shop their entire inventory now at OarsmanCars.com. Text of the day comes from Jerry in Baltimore, or Jerry in Glen Burnie, who says, nice seeing Jackson Holliday come through with the grand slam last night. Can't believe he's already got two at Camden Yards, and both were clutch.
It's pretty crazy. Coconut.
Coconut. That,
some
we'll
people have dad power. Yes. Others have puppy power.
Yeah.
I want coconut on bobbleheads, not the billionaire. More coconut, please.
No one would disagree with that.
Coconut, like, they've got all that extra space since they destroyed this ballpark twice. They've got all that wasted space in left field. Maybe put coconut out. Make it like a little dog park.
Yeah,
right,
put coconut. They have for kids there.
No,
Jason.
But for some games, it's no kids.
Some
and
kids,
coconut
it's
can
dogs.
Do. Coconut can do. Is it his or her? I don't know. It's
I
him.
Have no idea,
I guess
to be
it could be. I don't know. Maybe
coconut's
it's business
not really
out there. Have some of the other players bring their dogs out there. Maybe Barks comes down. There's dogs you can adopt there. And then there's somebody. Cino Perez can't pitch anymore, but he can catch home runs. Put Cino Perez out there
he missed
to protect
yesterday.
The dogs.
He missed the grand slam. He missed the grand slam.
He's a little off.
Greg Soto and Felix Bautista were pretty upset about it.
I think, though, he could protect the dogs, at least get a glove on it, so that the dogs can do their thing out there and not have to worry about getting hit with a home run ball. Now, I wouldn't I'll do be- it. Like, if Morton or Sagano's pitching that night, I wouldn't have the dogs out there. Like, and right now, I really don't know. I don't really know. It'd be tough right now.
Yeah.
If they had a real rotation, maybe they're but still,
because even when Dean's going good, it's still give up the
maybe put Morton, Sagano, and CNL out there with their gloves in the dog zone to save the dogs.
And before we step out, the couple of one good thing that we've wanted to see, Cedric Mullins is leading off tonight. Brandon Hyde basically saying, hey, we might ride the hot hand here and give Gunner a little bit of a breather. Gunner in the two hole, and then. The bad news of the day, Grayson Rodriguez undergoing an MRI, still awaiting results on a shoulder. He was set to do a side session.
This has looked and felt and seemed pretty awful to us since he was allowed to keep throwing balls in a meaningless game in Fort Myers, Florida, even though he was hitting 89.5 on some of them. So to me, it seemed like a pretty huge deal right then and there from 1,000 miles away, just looking on my laptop. But, you know, Skipper wasn't there, and he sloughed it off afterwards and made a stupid joke, and the GM didn't say anything about it, and Grayson went, and they let him talk to the media, and I'm just couldn't get behind the ball, and I'm saving it for the regular
Sluggish.
Season. Yeah, it's been kind of all downhill for him since then.
You know what's not downhill? Well, no, it's not downhill. BBT, Baltimore baseball tonight.
It's uphill?
Bob. Well, I was thinking, is it uphill?
Is it plateaued? Is it flat?
Thing. Maybe it's flat ground. Yeah, we want flat.
We want
flat. I'm thinking from a runner perspective. Keep it flat ground. That's Baltimore baseball tonight with Bob Haney and Mike Bordick, and they're coming your way next.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.